Hello, and welcome to the Priorities Now podcast series. I'm Derek Howard, here to help us explore why organizations are considering as-a-service IT consumption models more than ever, especially in today's environment, are our guests, David Keeper, Senior Enterprise Consultant at ACP Creative IT, and Dave Tuohy, Vice President and General Manager of HPE GreenLake. Welcome to both of you.
Well, great to be here. Thanks.
Thank you. Pleasure.
So Dave, consumption is a big buzzword right now. So let's start by defining some terms. What does consumption and as a service mean to you?
Yeah, it's really a great question. So bottom line, the reason that customers are so interested in consumption models right now is because it just makes so much darn sense. And what we at HPE define as consumption models called HPE GreenLake, right? That's the unit that I run here in North America. And it's the fastest growing thing inside the HPE company. We have more than 1,000 customers and more than $3 billion of assets on customers' data center floors that we're running on their behalf. And the reason customers are flocking to this so fast right now is because it provides them with the ability to preserve cash as one of the critical elements. And cash is king, and this is all related to COVID-19. But there's so much more to GreenLake than that, right? And what we're, you know, working with our customers on is helping them to accelerate their digital transformation, right? To eliminate tech debt, to eliminate things like over-provisioning. So ultimately, it's not just a cash efficiency play, it's an operational efficiency tool that customers can use. And ultimately, it also helps them to fund their digital transformation in addition to accelerating. So there's a lot to unpack there, but the reality is customers are increasingly exiting the data center business altogether. And what GreenLake provides them is an on-prem experience for workloads that really belong on-prem for a variety of reasons like latency, data sovereignty, compliance, right, or other issues. And we can deliver a cloud experience and have customers only pay for what they're actually consuming. And customers are really flocking to it for that reason.
That's great. So David, so why is it so important that we're talking about consumption models today?
Well, obviously the last few months with the COVID-19, you know, pandemic, we've realized that, you know, these are very uncertain business times. But reality is that's been the norm for a few years. We can no longer, you know, businesses just can't roll along and everything stays the same. I mean, they're merging, they're being acquired, technology is moving along far more rapidly. And, you know, consumer buying habits are constantly changing as well. So it creates a lot of uncertainty. And it's really hard in the IT area to, you know, build assets for, you know, provide services within a company to do that. I mean, the traditional, you know, IT model was, oh, okay, you know, what do we have? What are we going to need 5 years from now? Okay, let's go buy, you know, something that's far bigger than what we have now. So in case we need it, we have it. I mean, so you're buying, you know, these large assets, tying up a lot of cash and paying for hardware that you're not even using. So that this no longer is possible. Companies, like you said, you know, cash is king, you know, as Dave mentioned, you know, they have to be able to put their money where they need it. They can't tie it up. So therefore, doing some form, you know, GreenLake as a consumption model really helps to optimize that. In the Midwest here where we are, things get a little slower coming, you know, into the middle of the U.S. We're now seeing a larger uptick with companies that really are realizing that they really can't, you know, do this anymore. It's not the norm. And they want to concentrate on their business. They don't want to be putting a lot of money into large data centers and staffing to keep those operational. They're really looking for someone to help assist them in doing that and allow them to concentrate on, you know, their company's bottom line.
That's great. Now, Dave, how does HPE GreenLake align with today's market needs?
Yeah, so I think David really hit on some key themes, right? The ability to be more efficient with your cash is certainly a big issue for customers. And we're also seeing, you know, more and more customers, pretty much 100% at this point, already have a hybrid IT environment, right? And so they've got, you know, probably 80 to 90% of their workloads and data remain on-prem in a data center or colo. Increasingly, we're seeing customers exiting the data center business and moving to colos. And then we're also seeing, as David mentioned, customers are looking to drive efficiencies out of this hybrid environment. So what belongs in the public cloud? What belongs on-prem and why? You know, GreenLake can help to solve for those problems and provide a similar cloud-like experience for everything on-prem and to bridge the operational gap between the traditional, you know, on-premise IT environment and the cloud environment. In fact, GreenLake Central is the customer experience portal that comes with GreenLake. And that provides customers with one-stop shopping with the ability to do real-time provisioning, right, for new projects with on-prem and their off-prem subscriptions. So for customers, this, for the first time, really bridges that operational gap between, you know, what the cloud was, right, with cloud-first initiatives 2, 3, 4 years ago, and what it is, which is it's an experience, not a destination. That experience is real-time, elastic, pay for what you actually use, and the ability to provision very rapidly, right, out of existing buffers, which accelerates, right, IT turnaround times and provides customers with the ability to actually do more projects. So for all of those reasons, right, we're seeing, you know, customers moving towards GreenLake, you know, at scale and leverage all of those capabilities that that GreenLake provides for clients to modernize, right, their IT environment basically from soup to nuts. So it's really a powerful engine.
That's great. Now, this is a question for both of you. You both touched on a little bit around kind of what makes GreenLake unique in the market, but how is GreenLake different from some of the other consumption offerings that are out there right now?
Yeah, I'll take a first crack at it and then turn it to you, David, to see what your thoughts are on this. But from a GreenLake perspective, I mean, there's a lot of uniqueness. We did touch on a lot of it. It's so much more than just a financial model, although that is huge. The secret sauce is really around the metering. And we have the most sophisticated metering capabilities anywhere. And we can actually show customers and do show customers, you know, what they're actually consuming, what the patterns are. We have an AI engine baked in that predicts what they're likely to need 3 and 6 months from now. And we then deploy, you know, technology ahead of that curve so the customer never runs out of capacity. And we do all that on our dime. So customers don't pay for the technology that we deploy until they actually consume it. So it's really efficient for our customers, but we can also use that metering technology. If the customer wants us to, we can tag assets to specific workloads or specific departments or locations. And from there, customers can, for many of them, for the very first time, can actually see who's consuming what and what the patterns are by those, you know, smaller, right, breakouts. And what that does is it allows customers to get to zero-based budgeting models as well, just, you know, adding yet another layer of efficiency into their environment that they've never had before. And so that's the first. The second is the GreenLake Central customer experience portal that I mentioned earlier. This provides customers with the ability to manage their entire IT estate from a single pane of glass and to provision real-time on and off-prem, to control costs, right, to manage compliance. So it's really powerful, right, that our customers can use this to deliver that cloud everywhere kind of experience to their business units. And thirdly, because we manage the environment for our customers, right, we eliminate tech debt, first of all, buy back older assets and deploy new technology. So tech debt gets eliminated. Secondly, because we're running the environment, we handle things like firmware updates, patch management, memory management, BIOS updates. We do all of that for our customers, and that improves both their security and their compliance posture as we move forward. We get them to current, and we keep them there forever. And frankly, for most customers, that's been a real struggle for years. So for all those reasons, right, the GreenLake model is, you know, so much more sophisticated than really anything else that we've seen in the marketplace, and we're super excited about it. So, David, what's your experience look like?
Well, I concur, like you said, that, I mean, hybrid IT is the way companies are going. I mean, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, there's all these mandates that said, we're going to do cloud first, do everything in the cloud. And now the reality is set in that says, yeah, cloud is good for some things, but on-prem is, you know, is better for some applications as well. So we really need, you know, company has to be able to provide both of those, whatever meets their business needs. GreenLake, like you say, combines that into a single entity to make it easier to manage. The resource metering, I mean, is very, very powerful. And like you said, to be able to do, whether you call it show back, shame back, charge back, you know, modeling for a company, you know, really allows you to see their true IT costs. The elasticity that you have with the ability to adapt and expand the infrastructure of GreenLake is, you know, is really unique, because you're always going to have some extra capacity there to help address peaks or unanticipated IT resource demands. So you're really positioning your company to be successful and not going to be limited in what you do. The fact that you're refreshing and, you know, able to add technologies you go really eliminates these long, you know, what I call selection procurement lead times. You know, when you have to, you know, look at new technology. Years ago, you'd send off your technologist and say, okay, go see what's out there in the market. And they spend 3 months, 4 months doing that. And then you spend 3 or 4 or 5 months procuring that hardware. Well, that's 6, 7 months of wasted time. With GreenLake, you eliminate that and allow you to move along and keep things going, you know, on a steady pace. Really allows, as you said, the company can focus on their business and let those day-to-day activities of running a data center, let that be done by the GreenLake staff.
That's great. Now, David, I understand there's something very special about the HPE and the ACP Creative IT relationship. How do you work together, and what's the payoff for your customers?
We know that, you know, HPE really produces the highest quality server, storage, and networking products in the world. I mean, HPE is a leader. They're an innovator. They have a large group of highly experienced, knowledgeable staff. I mean, whether those staff are help supporting us when we're out working with customers and helping them to figure out technology, they're the intelligence behind the GreenLake offerings. So HPE is really there to help. They improve us. They, you know, provide training to us so they can help fill in the gaps that we have. Our role, you know, whereas a, you know, HPE Platinum partner, we feel we know what's best, you know, that are, you know, what the best of what our customers need. We're on the ground. We really strive to create a good working relationship with our customers, and we put a high value on those relationships because we want those customers to really be successful. We always were there, you know, we say we want to be there to find the best products that, you know, meet what our customers want and at the most reasonable cost. That we feel is our, you know, responsibility to them. And the nice thing is with HPE, we know we're always bringing the best products, you know, to the table, and they have products that will meet the needs, you know, that our customers have.
Great. Well, thanks, Dave and David. This was a great summary. And for listeners who want to learn more, drop your information into the landing page where this podcast is hosted, or send a quick note to contactus@ccp.com, and David will get right back to you.